When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey guys, real life Peter Griffin here. You don't really grind my gears. Go to the movies.
Hello!
Everyone, welcome to the podcast, gang.
Hi, Clay.
This is a Patreon episode, but because I want to be giving during the holiday season, I'm giving away the first 15 minutes of this episode to the main page. Can you believe it, guys?
Can you believe it? What a treat.
I know.
That's so nice.
It's because me and Rod run out of steam really easy, so I don't know if we can do two of these episodes in one go. So
yeah, sometimes trying to do 2 hours is a lot.
Yeah.
It's easier when there's three of us.
But me and Ryan don't got much to talk about because we don't do anything.
Yeah, it's like I just kind of sat in my house unless I'm at work.
Well, that's called house arrest, but yeah. Or you could say you were just lounging around. I would call it house arrest.
You would call it house arrest?
Well, if the law got involved, then yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know that I'm in.
Guess what, gang? Guess what we also have.
Find out more at GoArmy.com.
That's right, we have a new soundboard.
Yeah. Rod, before we get into the soundboard, because I do have some gifts for you, Rod.
Gifts?
Yeah, I have some gifts for you.
Gifts? GIFs?
No, gifts.
Okay. Animated?
No, gifts, with a T.
Oh.
Don't you hear me pronouncing the T? GIF?
No, I don't hear
you
it.
Don't hear me pronouncing the
no,
T?
No, I don't
GIF.
Hear it.
You're I got saying, you a GIF.
You're saying GIF. Gift.
Rod.
Gift.
That's what I've been saying. So I got you some gifts.
Boy, I'm excited.
I'll show you later. I just need to know what you've been doing.
Oh.
Just to catch up, you know.
Just what I've been doing at all?
Yeah.
I've just kind of been enjoying these cold, rainy, kind of wet days out.
Uh-huh.
It's been nice. Just relaxing at home, trying to stay warm. What about you?
I've been basically on fire lately because Whitney, my wife, likes to turn the house up to 200 degrees
mm-hmm.
to counterbalance the 60 degrees outside.
I mean, it was really cold earlier today. It was like in the high 30s.
I want it to be cold. I'll have the windows open if Whitney would allow it.
Mm-hmm.
But
I like to be a little cold because I feel like it's nice to try and stay warm.
Right.
Like when you're in the bed and it's just like a little bit too cold out.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's actually a very nice feeling.
God. A freezing cold room with 400 blankets?
Yeah. You're like covered in blankets and you're just like, okay, I know if I get out, it's basically torture.
Uh-huh.
And I have to immediately put on what I'm going to wear for the rest of the day. Or I could just stay in here.
You excited about my gifts?
Yeah, I'm really excited.
You want to hear the first thing I got you?
Yeah.
This is a certified What the Deuce classic.
Did you make
that? No, I found that online.
It's a What the Deuce classic?
Yeah, yeah. You like that?
Yeah.
Well, so I had some celebrity friends send me some stuff. Because, you know, when you're in Hollywood for a certain amount of time, you kind of like run into like some like big hitters.
Mm-hmm.
And here's one. So here's one of your friends.
D, This is Kanye West, and please get that robbery away from me. I ain't going to jail tonight.
So, I had Kanye send that over. That's
Kanye said, please keep that Rodberry away
Let's
from
play
me.
It again.
This is Kanye West, and please get that Rodberry away from me. I ain't going to jail tonight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This is a certified What the Deuce classic.
You know, also I found, I was online and I was looking up some old MF Doom. Remember MF Doom?
Yeah, I remember MF Doom.
He passed away not too long ago, but they have some unreleased tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And he name dropped you. Do you know about this?
I do not know about
this. It's kind of hard to understand because the way he raps, but.
Rod Berry's body's barely dressing as he carries his chest against a girl's dress.
Excuse me?
I don't know what he's saying.
Rod Berry's body's barely dressing as he carries his chest against a girl's dress.
I think he's saying Rod Berry's body's barely dressed as he caressed his chest against a girl's dress. That's like his rapping style. And I'm totally like...
This is a certified...
What the deuce?
Classic.
Okay.
And that's making you say what the deuce.
Yeah, so making me say what the deuce. I got two more of these. This one you're really gonna like.
Damn it, Bobby, you gave me a sandwich with too much tuna.
So,
and Hank Hill said
Rod
that?
Was saying the other day that he loves that too much tuna stuff.
No, I don't.
Weren't you saying that?
Yeah, I was saying that. I heard him on NPR and I love that.
Yeah, I got one more for you and then I'm done with this bit.
What's the deal with Rodney Berry? I saw him in a zoo and I said, look, everyone a jailbird.
Wait, was that Jerry?
Mr. Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so my God.
What's your thoughts on that?
So he saw me in the zoo and he said, what is that, a jailbird?
He said, look, everyone a jailbird.
Oh.
I think he was doing stand-up comedy at the time and I just had a mic recording it.
That's interesting. He usually gets mad at that kind of stuff unless it's for a special.
Yeah. I said, can I play this for Rod? And he said, yeah, you can.
You said, yeah?
He said, yeah.
Then he made you put your phone back in the yogurt
bag? He said, I'm a big fan of his.
Of me?
Yeah.
Does he listen to the pod?
No, he's a huge fan of you. But then I remember, didn't you date a 16-year-old?
Jerry Seinfeld did date it. Did date. I don't. Was she 16 or was she just in high school? Anyway, he shouldn't have dated her.
I don't remember. I thought it could have been 16, but if it's not 16, let's make up a rumor that it was.
Yeah, I think it. I think it's probably 16.
Yeah.
You know what's really weird about that?
What's up?
How would you meet a 16-year-old? If you're Jerry Seinfeld.
That's not the first time you asked me that. the second half.
I walked into it, but...
Right.
Like...
Walked into it? What is it, a high school?
Oh, my God.
Sorry. I just don't know, dude. I'm trying to make goofs, man, but I think I'm hitting...
I know.
Too many of them.
You're doing really good. It's fine.
Like, where does he find himself in around a 16-year-old?
Yeah, he was like 40 or whatever.
They should explore that in Manhattan. Remember the movie Manhattan? Did they ever explain how they met?
I don't know. It just like doesn't... It. There's nowhere that I ever see a 16-year-old.
Right.
And start talking to them. Like, that doesn't happen in my life.
Man, if I had... I wish I put a Dr. Evil button on here.
Lenny, you're smelling my damn shoe. It's rude.
You put tuna in there?
Yeah, I usually got a little tuna at the bottom of my shoe.
Damn it, Bobby, you gave me a sandwich with too much tuna.
Lenny, say something to the folks. He immediately walked away. Is that a real Lenny clip?
That is a real Lenny clip.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, gang, Jerry Seinfeld, not that song again. How Jerry Seinfeld met the 16-year-old, send it to me. Not Rod.
It just really doesn't make any sense to me.
I feel like it's like...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I don't know. Wait, why is this song playing over and over again?
Because Jerry Seinfeld was already famous and rich.
Yeah.
You don't have, like, the internet, so it's not that.
Right.
Like, I just don't under... It doesn't make any sense to me.
I mean, I bet there might be someone screaming at their iPod Nano that they're listening to this on. Because they know exactly how... they met, but you know what? It, to us, it's a mystery. And same with Manhattan. I wish Rod told me one day he wanted to make a prequel to Manhattan, and I didn't even ask what he was talking about.
Yeah, about what's another New York place?
And no one knows. I know Silver Lake, Echo Park, Los Feliz. Unfortunately, I know about that. Glendale.
You don't like knowing about Los Feliz?
No, I just never hang out around Los Feliz. And that's a damn lie, because I go and get ye rustic in all the damn time.
I like it over there. I think it's not that bad.
I do, too. I like it over there. I like to give it a hard time, though.
It's like your rival neighborhood.
Yeah, and it's also like a long time ago, it was like the UCB improv team headquarters that was everyone... Who did that lived in that area?
I like it over there because it's like a fake, like actual big city. Just like if you're like on that strip.
Those two strips.
Yeah.
Or two streets.
On one of those two strips right there.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, here's a bunch of restaurants and a bookstore and a movie theater. And I get to pretend like I actually live in a real, in a real city where I don't have to drive.
Kind of like Glendale.
Yeah, but Glendale, you still feel... I feel like it's very car-centric still.
Yeah. I feel like I'm in Paris half the time when I'm in Glendale.
Oh, yeah, you just hang on the Americana.
Yeah.
Do you ever go to the other mall?
Galleria?
Yeah.
It's been so long.
Really?
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've been to the Galleria. Really long time. And I go to Americana about twice. Well, once every week.
Okay.
Every other week.
I usually hit them both up if I go.
Also known as twice a month, maybe three times a month. What do you do at the Galleria? What are you shopping?
I just look around for a little bit. Yeah, sometimes I go to Uniqlo or Target.
I do like that Uniqlo.
That's basically the two spots I go to.
Lenny, what do you think?
And sometimes I go to Hot Topic.
Rod.
I went to Hot Topic and I thought if they had Hot Topic when I was in high school, I know they existed, but we didn't have one in my mall.
You know, we had one in our mall. That's where I got my AFI t-shirt where on the back it says East Bay Hardcore. I don't know where it said. Go off.
They're not from East Bay, are they?
No, not East Bay. It was Bay Area Hardcore, maybe?
Are they from the Bay? I had no idea.
I want to look up in the t-shirt. I'm not looking up the Jerry Seinfeld thing, but I am looking up the old AFI graphic tee that
I mean,
says.
I don't really want to know. It's just like a weird thing. It's just a weird thing to think about. But... No, because
yeah,
now...
It says East Bay Hardcore.
I didn't realize they were from East Bay.
I assumed that was the Bay Area until I moved to LA, and now East Bay is totally different. Yeah, that was the shirt. It was... And then on the back it said it.
Okay.
Classic shirt.
Well, I mean, I think of East Bay as like Berkeley, Oakland.
Well, remember there was an East Bay where we used to go to Chick-fil-A? No, that's South
Bay.
That's
South Bay.
South Bay, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So.
But I guess a lot of places could have an East Bay.
Yeah. They're from, UK... IAH. How do you say that? UKI. Right?
Let me look. I'm going to look
California.
At this.
That's where my parents worked in Ukai.
Ukaipa? Oh, no, Ukai.
Ukai. My parents did some, like, FEMA work. And remember when my parents did FEMA stuff?
Mendocino County.
Yeah. They did it up there.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's like way north.
Yeah. Well, gang, guess what, gang? We're talking about the band of Fire Inside. But now we're going to change over to... today's a fucking gripe episode. And... if you're listening to the main page, you got fucking two more minutes of this before we stop. And so you might not figure out what our gripes are going to be. Rod, are you full of gripes?
Yeah, I got some gripes. I'm pissed.
Oh, my God.
I'm pissed off. I'm mad as hell.
You want to start your gripes?
You want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first with your gripes, man. It's been a while. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
That's really loud.
All right, so I don't know where to get a throw blanket. I'm looking around for throw blankets that don't look like crap.
Yeah, well,
and I can't find them, or they're like $200.
Whitney and Rod ate ramen next to a place called Parachute.
Uh huh.
And that's when you started your. This is the first time I heard you talk about throw blankets. And that's not a place that you can get them. Parachute, that's...